When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Just after 4:30, Kimbo on the Roach with you. We're live and interactive. If you have a text, send it through 0427 154 166. Every Monday, we chat to Crows superstar Rory Laird. All thanks to McGain Real Estate. That's why everywhere you go, Roach, there's a sign popping up saying what?
Sold by McGain again.
Well, he might sell Rory the way things are going at the Adelaide Crows at the moment. Laird, he joins us now. Hello, Laird.
Too harsh.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Oh, well, look, we're probably going better than you, but there's a few hundred thousand around South Australia that aren't killing the pig at the moment. This was meant to be a year that had so much promise, and it's turned to shite really quickly. One win, five losses. How do you explain it?
It'd be nice if I could just pinpoint something, Roach and Kimbo, sorry, and just say, "Yep, this is the fix." But yeah, a bit of struggle at the moment. Just a bit of cohesion and a little bit of execution. I know I've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks, but it seems to be plaguing us a bit at the moment. And on the weekend, it was a close game, but Essendon beat us in a lot of the key areas and had their opportunities, and probably should have put us away. So it was another disappointing result, and a bit of frustration continues to sort of persist.
I'm sure everyone's across it, but you said about the KPIs. They had 8 more scoring shots than you. They had 14 more disposals, 19 more inside 50s, only one more clearance, 5 more contested possessions, 15 more uncontested. You had 9 more turnovers. They went inside 57 more occasions, and they had 17 more tackles. So they were the better side on the night. Can we get to the final few seconds? Where were you? And it seemed obvious it was holding the ball. I think anywhere else around the ground at any other time, it would have been paid.
Yeah, I was right there. I was on the outside of the stoppage. I was trying to hopefully see the ball spill out, and then I was going to have a ping. But, it obviously was stuck in the middle of the pack, and I think I saw Dawes's quote the other day on the radio that was, if you sort of lie on the ball like that, it's probably holding the ball. And the AFL come out and said it was too. So for some reason, we seem to be amidst all these sort of controversial calls late in games. And at the moment, we haven't had one on our side. So it's obviously frustrating. But as I said, and as you said, probably shouldn't have even been at that point of the game. But when it is like that, it still probably adds to sort of the frustration at the moment.
Would it be fair, Rory, if you did get the win from a free kick, goal after the siren, all that sort of stuff, that would have felt like a steal? Because like Kim said, all the numbers, every review suggests that Essendon was the better side.
Yeah, I think today's game, as it is at the moment between a lot of teams, there is a lot of results that are either really close or results that you wouldn't really pick. And I think a lot of teams are a lot closer than people think, and as the season sort of plays out, you sort of see a trend and flow of a few teams. But you see a lot of trends at the moment that are sort of saying that on any given day anyone can win, and banking those wins are super important, which is something that we haven't done. So of course I'd take it. It'd be amazing to be on the other side of the ledger, but as I've sort of said, and as Kimbo read off the stats, we're pretty lucky to be in that position at that point in time.
So every one of the six games seems to, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to have a different theme or a different issue. Do you think there's one thing that has stood out over the 6 weeks that you really need to nail down?
It's probably the fundamental executions, Roach. I think it's, ground ball take. I think they're a lot cleaner around the contest. And when we weren't, they were able to, transition off that and, get outside the contest. And then, obviously, foot skills have been an issue, and execution in front of goal as well, probably the first 4 or 5 weeks, and decision-making with the ball. So it seems to be that side of the ball at the moment that's hurting us. And, it's sort of opening up the game when we don't execute that.
All right. What happened over the summer? Can we get the ball movement? You were the highest scoring team in the competition last year. You've heard that infinitum. How much different is the game plan, or was the game plan meant to be? What did you work on over the summer? How different is it to last year? And are you trying to go back to last year?
There hasn't been, you know, too much change in terms of the offensive side of the ball. I think last year we had games that the defensive side was more a key focus for us in the summer to limit teams in their scoring. And we obviously didn't want to take away from our scoring because we knew how, you know, potent we could be with that. So I don't know the actual change through the offensive side of it. I don't know if it's just, you know, decision-making part that we're seeing at the moment that's sort of coinciding with that. You know, a bit sporadic ball movement, I guess. I don't know if we're actually getting the same opportunities and ball flow from our back half to give ourselves those opportunities either.
Yes.
So
yeah,
there's probably a few things that look a bit different. But, yeah, I think there was more of a focus on the defensive side. And it, you know, we shouldn't be able to just lose the offensive, you know, prowess, I guess, we had that was evident last year. So it's probably just sort of the change at the moment.
Does it also look different forward of centre?
Not particularly. Like, I guess Riley's not there at the moment. He's a key sort of, you know, pack target, I guess. And, you know, Tex and Fogg sort of read off that with the lead up forward. So I don't think it's too much different, though. You know, the personnel still there. We're sort of rotating ranks and brush a bit higher up the ground. But it's probably, you know, the free-flowing play is where our forwards are really damaging, and we're not giving them that at the moment.
All right, let's get to the Orky ones. You mentioned Rash. Josh Rochelli's attracting a lot of attention all around Australia on every football show at the moment. Have you spoken to him? There were two incidents where he seemed to take his eye off the ball. I'll say I did the game with Bryce Gibbs, and the first one on the half-forward flank member's side, River Torrens end, around centre-half forward. Bryce swears that he would have lost the ball in the lights. Is that a problem? Have you spoken to him?
Well, I actually haven't spoken to Rash too much today. We've only been here for a little bit. But, you know, from what I've sort of seen and heard, he seems to be okay. He was obviously very, you know, disappointed after the game. I think, you know, most of us were in terms of the result as well. But, you know, I think we've all been in that position before. I know I've been as well. And for whatever reason, like, I don't think I've ever seen Josh do anything like that before. So it's just a bit of a sort of a one-off thing. You go, oh, okay, that seems a bit different to what he usually plays like. And yeah, he's getting scolded, the poor kid. You sort of got a feel for him. And yeah, it doesn't seem to be a thing that's, you know, ever sort of popped up with him. So I don't know whether he misjudged or he missaw her. I think the second one he may have misjudged and run under it a little bit, or was expecting a hit. So I'm not too sure, but yeah, he's obviously super disappointed. I think anyone in that position at that time of the game would be. So in saying that, I don't think any of us sort of walked off the ground happy at all either. So it was sort of a group of frustration.
Brody Smith, we knew he had a back problem going into the game. I thought he looked as stiff as a board in the first half. How was he?
I think he's a bit sore at the moment. I think he's getting it checked out today and seeing if there's actually anything, you know, long-term issues with it. So I think he was touch and go and gritted it out. But yeah, he said he was pretty sore and was on a, you know, a few anti-inflammatories and just try and get up for the game. A lot of work with the physio. So I think he's pretty sore today.
What was happening in the midfield? It looked like Sam Durham was putting a bit of work into Isaac Rankin, just the two possessions in the first half. And I hate it when you go up half forward, Lady. I'm sorry, I've got to say that. Editorial comment.
I was sort of trying to swap with Ranks a bit and get him up around the ball, and then, you know, he'd sort of go forward and I'd go in. So we sort of rotated that round a bit, though. There was a lot of guys spinning through the midfield. I think, you know, Sam Berry spent some time there. Dawes went forward in the midfield and had a really strong game. And then, obviously, Isaac and Josh Rochelle were sort of up around the stoppages. So sort of what we did last week. We just try to, you know, get some numbers through there and spin, you know, a few blokes and get a few different looks and, try and get a few looks ahead of the ball as well.
You solved the away record by beating Carlton away. Now we're asking, why can't you win at home?
I wouldn't say solve it, Rooch. We won one game.
Stole that one too.
But, oh dear.
Yeah.
But I'm looking on the upside of it, Rory.
I get you. It's nice to win away and win against a really strong opponent in Carlton. But we've been, you know, notably really strong at home. And, you know, this year we've had three games and haven't fired his shot yet. So we sort of play in patches at home at the moment. And, it was sort of a strong point for us. It's sort of gone against us at the moment. Mm.
What is it about Essendon? You haven't beat them for 7 years.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they play really well against us. I don't know why we seem to allow them to play the game that they want to play, that sort of attacking footy. And they seem to sort of get us on the outside a lot when we play them and put us under a lot of pressure down back. So If I could tell you, you know, one thing that sort of happened on the weekend, it'd be nice to be able to say, yep, that was the problem, but there was probably a few.
Well, you go to Hobart to play North Melbourne, the only team now without a win. The question is, Fremantle and West Coast made a big issue about wanting direct flights to Hobart. Has Adelaide won that battle as well?
We have a direct flight,
Well done. Well done.
I remember
we always go direct. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, Kim doesn't. Kim doesn't get to go direct, so he hasn't got the same sort of force you have.
No, well, that was a few years ago. We were down there, Lady. You probably played in this game.
Okay.
Buff Lehman was coach of the Australian cricket team. Yes. I don't know if it was Sando, if it was Pikey coaching. Anyway, they kicked 10 in the first quarter. Yeah, we were telling Buff, get out of the box.
Yeah, that was 2017. It was 6-0 or 7-0. I think we hadn't lost a game. And then they smacked us by 10 goals in the first. We said, what the hell is going on?
All right. Now we've had to do this as a pre-record because you've got your match review. How brutal will it be? And what did Nixie say after the game? Or did he decide to hold on to his
He was pretty disappointed. No, he wasn't. He's sort of, I guess, frustrated, and you can sort of see it on his face, and just sort of trying to find answers. Like it wasn't sort of, as I said throughout the interview here, it's not just one thing that we can pinpoint and say, yep, that was the thing for the night. I think we got beaten in a fair few different areas. So, and in saying that, you know, he has a lot to take in there, so he couldn't just come out and give us the, you know, the solution. But I dare say today is going to be pretty hard hitting and pretty confrontational, because you sort of need to say what's going on and what's sort of the areas that we need to continue to improve and actually start executing, because, you know, how even is at the moment, it can slip away pretty quick, and, you know, it's already pretty tough for us at the moment. So we need to probably see a few home truths today and actually work out what the hell is a thing we can do this week against North Melbourne.
Pretty tough. 1-5. How's Sam Berry? I'm presuming you haven't got an update, but how bad was it?
Nah, he seems to be okay. I was chatting to him before, actually. He didn't have too much of a run around today, but I don't know if that was just cautionary as we build up into the week and try and get to main training and give him a go. So I don't think it's anything serious, which is a positive.
Well, Lady, right. We appreciate
2-5. Yep. Next time we speak, Rory, make it 2-5.
Yep. All right. One by one.
Get it back.
Yeah, I bumped into a few of your teammates on Saturday night at the Cremorne. I was having a bit of a day, and I saw big Riley O'Brien. I inquired about you, and they said you're off on a romantic night, or you're sulking, one of the two.
Ooh. Oh, probably a bit of both, to be honest. But yeah, quite romantic. I like to think of myself as a bit of a romantic Kimbo, so the lovely, which is nice. Avoiding those boys too.
Yeah. No, they're all well behaved. Had a good chat to Harry Schomburg, actually. And Achilles.
Yeah, good man.
Yeah, Achilles can be one of the more nasty injuries in terms of getting back to your best. He reckons his feels 100%, so he's not too far away.
No, he had 3 quarters on the weekend, the sample, and looked pretty good. He's actually in great nick at the moment. He's been absolutely smashing the gym. Josh Manuel, our gym guy, has been all over him. So he's in. He's put a bit of muscle on, which is nice, and he's already a pretty big boy. So he's in fantastic nick at the moment.
Lady, always good to chat to you. I was with Dobbo on the weekend. He inquired about your health. You're not invited to the island, though, until you start winning a few games.
Okay. Well, that can be my motivation then, at least.
All right, Lady, appreciate the chat. Good luck against the Kangaroos.
Cheers, boys. Thank you.
There he is. We chat to him every week. Win, lose or draw. There's been more losses. Roach over, what have we had him now, 3 years? That he always fronts up. It's just not happening for them. I'd hope to be a forward in their side.
So what is it? I mean, one of those games, you get a different review in the sense of what they're not nailing. But you genuinely believe they've gone off what made them their strength, their speed, their attacking theme of last year.
I think they're concerned
about the talk about more defensive at the start of the year.
Well, I just thought...
It just got into their head.
Yeah, they were playing a really exciting brand of footy last year. And then I just think maybe they're saying... We spoke to Nixie. He said there hasn't been a major tweak. But when you've got the captain saying we're going to be more defensively minded, I just wondered. Now, Lady always tells the truth, apart from the Calvary Hospital.
Yes.
Don't bring that up.
No, we won't.
Did I bring that up?
You did.
He says it's not that different, but the ball movement, I think people are aware now they get denied the corridor, but every side tries to do that.
There's a lot of work being done there.
But statistically, they've been going wider. He said about execution, some of the decision-making was terrible as well. It wasn't a pretty game, but I give the coaching points to Brad Scott as well.
Okay.
And I think when Rankin's there, I know there's all this noise about getting him in the midfield, but when it's not happening, Roog, get him out and get a man like Leddy that gets his hand on the ball. But he is not a natural high half forward.
And that comes down to having more and more options in the midfield that every team is searching for.
Yep. All right.
Interesting.
Roog, we need to find out what SEN is serving up tonight. Thanks to 4 and 20 pies, you can't have footy without a 4 and 20 pie.